Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Mayor Michicki is working with Kenai Peninsula Borough staff and state and federal agencies to find short-term and long-term solutions to the flooding experience for years in the Cay Beach area of the borough. Due to heavy rains in the fall and heavy snowfall this winter, the water table in the area of approximately 1,300 acres is abnormally high. It is causing serious flooding problems for residents with property in the area. Mayor Michicki has been on the scene repeatedly with several of his directors to get a first-hand look at the impacts of the flooding and to assess what can be done to help affected residents. Although the borough does not have direct floodwater powers in the absence of a flood service area similar to the service area voted on the eastern Kenai Peninsula, the Michicki administration believes there is a great deal that the borough can do to help residents in this distressing situation. Working with the Alaska Department of Transportation, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, Department of Natural Resources, and the Army Corps of Engineers, and the mayor and his team are developing strategies and actions to create long-term solutions. Through his work in the Alaska Senate, Mayor Michicki has good working relationships with key agency commissioners to initiate plans to rectify the flooding. Reaching out to residents of the flood area, Mayor Michicki said, "During this difficult time of flooding in our area, I want you to know that I'm personally invested in mitigating the situation. My administration will use all the resources available to us to help you. The days of the borough not aggressively solving problems just because it's not directly within our formal purview are over. The Kenai Peninsula Borough team and I are identifying options for relief for creating partnerships with state agencies to find a lasting solution. To put it in simple terms, the water must find a path to Cook Inlet without first passing through your basements and crawl spaces." The mayor is asking residents in the affected area to do their part in efforts to mitigate the impacts of flooding by not taking matters into their own hands. Some residents are creating additional ditching or drainage conveyance and causing flooding problems for neighboring residents and damage to nearby roads. Mayor Michicki and the Kenai Peninsula Borough staff are currently enacting a plan to address flooding in the area. You'll find a full list and information on the story at RadioKenai.com. On February 2nd, 2023, the Alaska State Troopers were notified that 46-year-old Kasilof resident Tyler Reed had sexually abused a minor. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation, Soldotna Major Crimes Unit began a thorough investigation into the allegations. Investigators determined that Reed had sexually abused multiple minors over multiple years. On May 13th, investigators arrested Reed on 7 counts of sexual abuse of a minor in the second degree. He was remanded to Wildwood pretrial without incident. Given the time span of alleged incidents and multiple victims, the Alaska Bureau of Investigation has concerns that there may be other victims that have not been identified. The Alaska Bureau of Investigations encourages anyone with information about other victims to contact the Soldotna Major Crimes Unit at 907-262-4453. If you'd like to remain anonymous, you can submit tips through the AK Tips smartphone app or securely online. You'll find the link on the story at RadioKenai.com. You can also text the keyword AK Tips to 847-411, followed by your anonymous tip. The information on that can be found on the story at RadioKenai.com. Alaska State Troopers and Alaska Wildlife Troopers across the state will be conducting additional traffic patrols through June 4th as part of the Click It or Ticket campaign. Nationwide, it is estimated that 2,549 lives could have been saved in 2017 if everyone utilized a seatbelt. While troopers will be focused on identifying drivers and passengers not utilizing seatbelts, they'll also be on the lookout for dangerous drivers and drivers operating their vehicles under the influence of alcohol or drugs. As summertime arrives in Alaska, many will take to the roadways to enjoy everything that our beautiful state has to offer. And I would encourage all Alaskans to wear your seatbelt anytime you climb into a vehicle, said Colonel Maurice Hughes, director of the Alaska State Troopers. Seatbelts save countless lives each year, and this year it might save your life during a weekend of fishing and camping. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.